Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The grandest triumph of all the ages is seen as Jesus Christ entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for his people, the sheep of his pasture. His greatest victory was won by the shedding of his own blood to secure the deliverance of his people, who had sat in bondage and were all their lifetime subject unto death. The wars of the nations of this world served to set the stage that men might be given an understanding of such triumph. Without the knowledge of war, it would be impossible for men to grasp the nature of that victory which Jesus Christ fought and died for, then rose again in utter triumph over the enemy, death. Seven states banded themselves together in 1861 to secede from the Union, and was joined by four others when shots were fired at Fort Sumter. These men were not all friends, but they joined themselves together to fight a common enemy. History shows their error and the fact that their triumphing was short-lived and their destruction awaited. We read in the Psalms of another confederacy, which is joined by the multitude of mankind, in an even more futile attempt to overthrow the dominion of a sovereign God who rules in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. David writes, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." Even fools know that there is a God, for the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." Their foolishness is not in their ignorance of God, but rather in their desire to throw off his rule and to live according to their own desire. All men are by nature born into this confederacy, and in time they gladly join themselves together in its purpose. We see this confederacy in action at Babel as men came together to build a tower unto their own glory. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." This is the dawning of the religion of free will. All of man's religions have the same basic premise, which is that God can be influenced in one fashion or another to bless men according to their own activity. Now it is certain that they acknowledge that there is a God, but they in reality in their confederacy seek to limit him and make him subservient to their own will, and thus deny his supremacy. He said, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things." We see this confederacy in action as the Sadducees and Pharisees, who were normally not the best of friends, nonetheless coming together with a common purpose to destroy him who was sent by God. All of the Jews were agreed that they would not have this man to rule over them. The Lord ordained their actions even as he did those of Judas, whom they paid to betray the Lord. Even their prophecies were correct, though not as they considered. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, "Ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not." And then spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. Though these men were confederate with evil intentions, yet God meant it for good, as he ordained the cruel death at their hands of his only begotten Son as a substitute for sinners. "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." This has brought about a confederacy of those whom he has given faith to worship and adore him, who is worthy of all praise. Are you allied with those who bow in submission before him, or with those who hate his dominion?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.